Seriously, doctor, I mean, how I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Tiffany Cooper Mosher, TIFFANYCOOPER-MOSHER, date of birth 12/01/1998, date of appointment August 26, 2025, requesting physician Karen Krutchik, KarenKrutchik, MD. Dear Dr. Krutchik, I have the pleasure of seeing Tiffany Cooper Mosher today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 36-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman. In September 2024, she lost her voice. She went to the emergency room where CT of the head and MRI of the brain were negative. Still, she has a difficulty in speaking. She has a history of seizure 10 years ago. Now, seizure is coming back. She had a 3 seizure. On 8/14/2025, she went to the emergency room where CT of the head is done and it was negative. They prescribed lacosamide and she went home. At home, she had one more seizure witnessed by the case manager. It is described as stiffening of the arm, eyes rolled back, lasted a few seconds. She is getting a headache all the time. Headache is frontal, involves the right temple, sharp with nausea, no vomiting, sometimes phonophobia, no photophobia, with dizziness and double vision. She is taking Topamax 100 mg 2 times daily. She has a history of anxiety and depression for which she is taking Zoloft 100 mg daily. Past medical history, hypothyroidism, depression, anxiety, history of pseudotumor cerebri, questionable stroke, difficulty speaking, anxiety, depression, past surgical history, non-allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, Zoloft, Topamax, 100 mg 2 times daily, Synthroid. Social history, smoke half a pack of cigarette per day, does not drink alcohol. She is not working. She is married, live with the husband, have no children. Family history, mother alive with hypertension and heart issue, father alive, hypertension, diabetes. 3 sister, one is bipolar, one has hypertension, one is diabetic. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, convulsion, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, physical examination. Blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowel sound present, next couple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, some stuttering of the speech present. People are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5 or 5, deep tender reflexive 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait no ataxia, but she walked, which is non-physiological. Assessment and plan, 36-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, seizure versus pseudo-seizure. Number two, migraine. Number three, history of pseudo-tumor cerebri diagnosed by the eye doctor. Not confirmed by the neurologist. Number three, anxiety. Number four, depression. Next paragraph. Her most of the problem is due to anxiety and depression. But I will discontinue the lacosamide because she cannot afford it. I will start Lamictal 25 mg 1 PO daily for 1 week, then 1 PO 2 times daily for 1 week, then 2 at night and 1 in the morning for 1 week, and then 2 PO 2 times daily continue. I would like to order a EEG. I would like to see her back in my office in 2 months. Follow with the mental health is recommended. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.